California Attorney General warns action coming against fantasy sports operators. California Attorney General Rob Bonta has confirmed that his office will move forward with enforcement actions against online fantasy sports operators continuing to offer services in the state. This follows a legal opinion he issued on July 3, which declared that daily fantasy sports platforms violate California law by facilitating what he identified as illegal sports betting activity. Speaking publicly for the first time since the release of the legal opinion, Bonta told media outlet KCRA that enforcement is the next step. He emphasized that laws exist to be enforced, signaling that legal action against non-compliant platforms is forthcoming. The news conference had been scheduled to announce a separate legal matter involving the state's 34th lawsuit against the Trump administration, but Bonta addressed questions about fantasy sports when asked by local media. The opinion issued earlier this month concluded that paid daily fantasy sports contests constitute illegal betting under California's current statutes. Sports betting remains prohibited in California, and Bonta's legal interpretation confirmed that the structure of daily fantasy contests falls under that prohibition. Bonta explained that unlike his predecessors Xavier Becerra and Kamala Harris, he was the first attorney general to receive a formal legal request specifically seeking an opinion on the legality of daily fantasy sports under California law. He stated that the office was legally obligated to respond to the request under existing procedures and statutes, and he carried out that responsibility as mandated. As of this week, several fantasy sports platforms, including PrizePicks and Underdog Fantasy, remained active and accessible to users in California. These companies, along with the broader Coalition for Fantasy Sports, had not issued any public responses to the Attorney General's statement or the legal opinion as of late Tuesday. DFS operators maintain status quo. FanDuel and DraftKings, two major companies that also offer daily fantasy contests but are not part of the coalition, still listed California as a legal market for their operations. When contacted by KCRA, a FanDuel spokesperson declined to comment on the matter. Earlier this month, tribal gaming organizations publicly supported Bonta's interpretation of state law and called for strong enforcement against platforms they described as operating outside legal bounds. The California nation's Indian Gaming Association has advocated for consistent regulation and accountability, though no representatives from the organization were available for comment this week. Financial records indicate that CNIGA member tribes have contributed $334,700 to Bonta's political campaigns over the years, spanning from his time in the state assembly through his current role as attorney general. For his 2026 re-election campaign, he has received $71,800 so far from tribal sources. To date, Bonta has not received any campaign contributions from online fantasy sports platforms. However, the status of daily fantasy sports in the nation's most populous state remains uncertain pending further legal developments.